With the spread of coronavirus around the country and locally, the shortage of personal protective equipment used to protect healthcare workers becomes an issue. WXXI's April Franklin talked with a local healthcare worker about her experience protecting herself as she tries to care for others.
Many people are staying home this week to avoid being exposed and spreading the coronavirus. However, healthcare workers and other frontline staff are expected to report to work. These employees know they have a greater chance of being exposed while caring for a patient, yet their roles are essential. A recent shortage on personal protective equipment like the N95 face mask used to protect the wearer from airborne particles has some people worried, including a URMC employee who preferred we not use her name.
We love what we do. However, we are, you know, very scared that we're going to contract this viral illness. As well as we're scared that we're going to pass it on to our families.
The employee who works in emergency medicine says they have not yet run out of protective gear, but in preparation, they are rationing use.
We're all walking around with goggles on 24 hours a day. We've all walking around with surgical masks on. We're being told to use them very wisely, not like we used to when we, we used it one time and then we shot it in the trash. Some of us are wearing those masks all day.
In order to meet the needs of hospitals, Governor Cuomo asked PPE product providers to sell their products to New York State. Yet he has asked the federal government to step in due to price gouging. A flyer has circulated asking non-essential businesses in Monroe County to donate new PPE gear that is not being used to the URMC. April Franklin, WXXI News.